Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at sports, high school basketball, they got three games in at the Jenny Ed Sports Med Max Shootout yesterday at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, and we had all three of them for you here on the radio before the final two games of the evening were canceled due to the weather. And yesterday we got things started with a girls contest as Underwood and Griswold took the floor. It was Underwood running away with it, 70-41, the final score there. Carly Larson dropped in 8 3-pointers to lead the Eagles as she finished with 28 points to lead them in the victory. The other two games we had for you from that tournament were boys' games, as Underwood and Griswold played in boys' basketball as well, and Underwood raced away to a 60-25 win. Isaiah Humphrey scored 25 points for the Eagles. He had 23 of those in the first half. And the final game we had for you was St. Albert getting a balanced scoring effort across the board and did just enough down the stretch to hold off Tri-Center, 48-42, the final score there as the Falcons pick up that victory and get their third win of the season. Other scores from high school basketball yesterday in girls play, it was Bishop Heelan over Thomas Jefferson, 77-52, Kemper Catholic, 59-48 over Creston, Lewis Central, 66-36 over Harlan, Missouri Valley beat AHSTW, 58-48, and Winterset, 79-52 over Carroll. The rest of the games around the area were postponed or canceled last night, including Denison and Glenwood. That was supposed to be part of the MAC Shootout in girls play. That was canceled. And then also the Atlantic and Shenandoah game was postponed as well in girls play. In boys basketball yesterday, it was Atlantic playing that boys game here at home against Shenandoah. They went ahead and played it. 72-38, the final score, as Garrett Franken had 23 points. Scott Leonard, 16, to lead the way for the Trojans in the win. AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 79-29. Carroll was a 76-59 winner over Winterset. Earlham topped Woodward Academy 52-47. Kemper Catholic, a big win over Creston, 75-46. And Lewis Central beat Harlan 62-42. And the one other game that was on the schedule at the MAC Shootout in boys play, Glenwood and Denison, was canceled, of course, from that site. I'm sure they'll try to make that up somewhere down the road. And then the full schedule of games for the MAC Shootout today was also canceled, and that included a couple of games we were going to have on the radio here for you. Exira EHK was set to take on Johnson Brock out of Nebraska, and Atlantic was going to take on Elmwood Murdoch out of Nebraska, but those two games were canceled as part of that. The Atlantic squad is attempting to find a way to have that game still played against Elmwood Murdoch at some point down the road, but we'll let you know if that comes to fruition. Also, in other high school sports, the Western Iowa Conference wrestling dual tournament was shortened by the weather as well, as they ended up holding that last night, and they ended up changing the format to a 5-round round-robin format, and ended up then wrestling it off that way. And in the fifth-place match, it was AHSTW beating Trainer 54-28. In the third-place matchup, Underwood topped Riverside. They tied on points at 39 apiece, but Underwood won on criteria. And in the championship, it came down to the last match, and Logan Magnolia picks up the title as they beat Missouri Valley 37-33, held over there at Riverside High School in Oakland. Also in other sporting news, Chiefs pass rusher Justin Houston is questionable for Sunday's game against Tennessee with soreness in his left knee, which he had surgically repaired in February. Houston missed practice with an illness earlier in the week before missing Thursday's workout with the knee issue. He returned to the practice field on Friday on a limited basis. Cornerback Phillip Gaines did not practice this week and was ruled out with a knee injury that has caused him problems all season. Defensive lineman Kendall Reyes is also questionable with a wrist injury. The Chiefs were already planning around the loss of linebacker Derek Johnson, who ruptured his Achilles tendon in last week's win over the Raiders. Coming up later here today, we'll have Iowa basketball. They're set to take on Northern Iowa as part of the Hy-Vee Big Four Classic at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. That'll be a 2:30 pregame, 3:30 tip-off here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. That's a look at the latest in sports. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.